Welcome to the EQFit podcast. Our mission is to equip people to prosper in every aspect of their life. Whether you're at home or in the workplace, we explore practical ways of improving success, satisfaction, finding balance, and building enjoyable and beneficial relationships. Thank you for joining us. This day has been a long time coming. Basically, 4 decades is what it's taken to get to today. What do I mean by that? I'm really excited to announce that my new book, Unlocking Sales Success with EQ, is published on Amazon as of today. So I want to share more about that. The reality is that to some degree, we're all salespeople, leading, connecting, building trust, influencing. Those are all integral components of life, but they're also components of selling. I know there are many people that would disagree with me. I'm not a salesperson, but you do influence or try to influence. You do try to build trust, try to build relationships, try to connect with people, try to achieve success in your life by getting other people to do things you would like them to do. That's selling. Sometimes we have to sell ourselves, don't we? We have to sell ourselves to develop a new skill when it's uncomfortable, or to grow in a certain way, or to learn certain lessons, or to move forward and move into uncertainty and take a chance, take a risk. That means we have to sell ourselves on the reward of what that will be if we're willing to take that on. So for decades, I have lived, studied, researched, and assessed the sales environment and salespeople. I've earned President's Club, which is top 5% of salespeople, in 2 different organizations, and I was Sales Manager of the Year in another organization. I have raised hundreds of millions of dollars for nonprofit organizations. But all of that success did not come early in my career and did not really come easily. I learned a lot of very difficult lessons. The breakthrough came when I realized that there was an entire dimension to the sales environment that I was not practicing at a high level. Today, I define that as emotional intelligence. Back then, when I first realized that I was missing this, I simply called it the human dynamic. Now, I want to share that learning with you. After decades of work, hundreds of salespeople assessed, and consulting and coaching with dozens of sales teams, I've written an easy to understand and very practical guide to infusing emotional intelligence skills. My newly published book is now available on Amazon. It's called Unlocking Sales Success with EQ, the science and practice of emotionally intelligent selling. I want to stress that practice part. Emotional intelligence is a skill set that can actually be developed fairly easily. And in the book, I go through the different emotional intelligence competencies, the skills that are underneath those competencies. And I also relate that to 8 sales success factors that are agreed upon by 35 plus sales experts around the world, people who really know sales inside and out, very well-known people. I took a year and studied what those people said were important about sales characteristics, and we came down to 8 of those success factors. All of that is described in the book, but this is not a book about theory alone. This is proven practices. And in the book, I provide exercises to grow different skills, different success factors. It is literally a field guide to leveraging emotional intelligence in the sales effort or business development effort or even fundraising, because all of those have the same foundation if you want to be successful. So whether you call it sales, business development, or fundraising, the EQ Fit smart selling approach is a multiplier of success and works with any sales technique or training. So let's dive right into discovering what this is all about. Let me give you some hard data coming from some highly credible sources. Gallup's research indicates that about 70% of consumer decisions are influenced by emotional factors. Harvard Business Review. Their research suggests that emotional factors drive up to 95% of purchasing decisions. Beal Research, and this is in 2023, they did a study involving over 2,000 consumers and found that 86% of buying choices were shaped by an average of 10 different emotional needs. Bottom line, people buy on emotion, they rationalize with logic. Here's what I want to start introducing, the different concepts of the EQ Fit smart selling approach. The first of those is, let's just say it's 70% of the buying decision is driven by emotions. What if you're not accessing that 70%? That means you're putting your success at risk by only looking at the 30% of the decision-making process that is rational. And that's where all of the features and benefits and facts and details, those things are wonderful and they're important. But if you don't engage the buyer in their emotional drivers and understand what those are so that you can navigate that emotional environment. Bottom line, this is critically important. And things are changing, and they're changing fast. Today's buyers are more informed. They're more skeptical. They're more emotionally driven than ever before. Do you realize there's some wonderful research out that shows us that having gone through COVID, as the whole world did, that the need for connection, the need for emotional satisfaction and emotional fulfillment is actually much higher today than it was prior to COVID. That makes sense. The isolation, the separation created this need and this desire to be back in community with other people, to connect, to build trust, to have good relationships. But that is not gonna happen through sales techniques that are trained most of the time. Those are more talking at the customer or the buyer versus having a conversation with them. So what is it about buyers today that's different? They don't just want a solution. They want to be understood. They want to trust the person they're buying from. They want to feel confident, not just convinced. So in this new landscape, traditional sales tactics, scripts, pressure closes, feature dumping, all of that falls flat. What cuts through the noise now is emotional intelligence. And if you're not using it, you're leaving opportunity, connection, and revenue on the table. Emotions drive people. People drive performance. Sales is no longer about pushing products or services. It's about building emotional connections that lead to trust and ultimately that lead to action. In my book, Unlocking Sales Success with EQ, I start with this foundational truth. Every sales interaction is an emotional experience, both for the salesperson and for the buyer. So with that in mind, whether your buyer realizes it or not, they're making decisions based on how they feel and using logic then to justify that choice after the fact. So let's talk just a little bit of science here. And in my book, I definitely talk about the science, but not in a way that's going to glaze your eyes over. I want people to be able to put this into practice. If you go to our website, eqfit.org, you will see that our motto, our brand that we use is equipping people to prosper. That doesn't mean showing people how smart I am or how much I know. It's about being able to transfer valuable skills, valuable information to other people so they can bring out their best self. So let's talk a little bit of the science. The limbic system, which is the emotional center of the brain, activates before the neocortex, which is the logical center. So literally, your buyer will feel what you're bringing to the table before they can logically understand it. Harvard professor Gerald Zaltman found that 95% of purchase decisions are conscious. In a sales environment, we tend to think more about the conscious. What am I saying? What are they saying? But we're not getting under the waterline to see what the rest of the iceberg looks like. What are the emotional drivers that are going on for this buyer? What's happening in their lives? All of that is a part of the way that they make buying decisions. Buyers who feel misunderstood become defensive, disengaged, or distrustful. Even if your solution is perfect, that means your buyer's brain is filtering everything you say through emotion first. And that's what makes emotional intelligence your new superpower. Your buyer doesn't want to be sold. They want to be seen, they want to be heard, and they want to be helped. I have assessed hundreds of salespeople. The one thing the top 5% have in common, I don't care what industry it is, high emotional intelligence. That is the one common factor, no matter what industry they're in or what type of sales they're in. So in chapter 1 and 2 of my book, I talk about digging into the emotional revolution in selling that's going on right now. There's a shift from transactional selling to transformational selling. That means connecting, building trust, and creating more influence, building those relationships. This is not simply relationship selling. I think relationship selling has gotten a bad rap over the years. Let's be honest about it. Nobody wants to be hard sold. They want to have a relationship with someone and they can trust them. People buy from people they like and trust. That's an old sales adage that is proven over and over. Here's another part that I talk about in those first two chapters. That's really the foundation of leveraging and using and infusing emotional intelligence into sales efforts. We talk about how trust is built and broken within moments. You can break trust with somebody with one simple statement or one simple action or lack of action. The neuroscience of emotional resonance and buyer rapport is a big part of those first two chapters. Why is that so important so that we connect well with potential buyers? Real life examples of sellers who saw performance breakthroughs by practicing emotional intelligence. At the first of every chapter, I have From Struggle to Strength, which is a short paragraph on somebody who leveraged emotional intelligence by learning early lessons in sales and then changing through emotional intelligence to reach higher levels of sales success. So you're going to walk away from that book with a brand new framework for building emotional credibility, not just professional competence. And right now in our world today, you've got to have both of those things. This is not a replacement for any of those other selling techniques and trainings that are out there. This is a multiplier of success because we're dealing in an entirely different dimension. We are creating the space where we understand how the sales process works with emotional environments and with the brain of the seller, the brain of the buyer. And all of that is so important. As always, I never want to leave you with simply theory or even proven facts, because everything I've talked about so far has been proven right and proven to work extremely well. If the top 5% of salespeople across the board have high emotional intelligence, there's probably something to it. And I have seen it work for people. I've seen them move from a lack of success to high levels of success just by leveraging and growing their emotional intelligence skills. But let's get into how to start selling with EQ today. What could we do right now? I want to give something to you right now that will be of value. And it doesn't matter if you're a leader, you're selling your ideas, your direction, your vision, people buying into what you're doing. If you're a salesperson, of course, you're selling products or services. If you're a fundraiser, you're raising funds, you're asking people to give you money for a cause, which is a form of transformational selling. You could be a parent at home, and that is also selling. I don't know about you, but I had 4 boys, and telling didn't work 100% of the time. I had to do some selling along the way. And that's also about relationship and how much we invest in our relationships. That's an entirely different episode. We'll hold that off for the future. Let's get into this. The real power of emotional intelligence in sales lies in applying it moment by moment, especially in emotionally charged interactions. The following 3 practices may seem simple, but each of these draws on deep emotional intelligence competencies, and each can fundamentally shift the dynamic between the seller and the buyer. And I'm not just going to tell you what it is and how to do it. I'm going to explain why it's important. So the first thing you can try and that will really help, and it is a way of practicing perishable skills, which emotional intelligence skills are perishable skills. The first one is called pause before the pitch. Before you speak, check your own emotional state. What you feel leaks into what you say. Emotions are contagious. What's the practice? Take 15 seconds to ask yourself, what am I bringing emotionally into this conversation? What's the EQ competency at work? It's self-awareness. This practice engages self-awareness, the foundational skill of emotional intelligence. It's your ability to recognize and understand your own emotions in the moment, including how they influence your tone, your posture, and your communication choices. When you take a moment to pause and assess your own state, are you anxious? Are you rushed? Are you eager? Are you calm? You can avoid emotional leakage. Without this pause, oftentimes salespeople bring hidden stress, desperation, or tension into the conversation. and buyers feel it even when it's not spoken. That unspoken emotional signal can erode trust instantly. Why is it important? Buyers are highly attuned to tone and subtle emotional signals. A calm, centered salesperson creates a psychologically safe space for decision making, and that is so important. Emotional congruence, what you feel matching how you act, builds authenticity. How does this motivate the sale and move it forward? By entering the conversation with clarity and intentionality, you increase your ability to adapt, to listen, and to connect. Buyers can sense you are present and focused on them, not on your own agenda. This sets the stage for trust and open communication, critical for advancing the relationship and the sale. That's the first one. Here's number two. Listen beneath the words. Buyers don't always say what they feel. Emotional tone, pace, and subtle hesitations are what you're going to have to start looking for. What are the emotions that surface as you're talking to them? Here's the practice. Ask, "That sounds important. Can you tell me more about that?" I can tell you that's a question I use all the time, especially if I sense hesitation, or I sense they're uncertain about something, or if I see them leaning in. I will slow down, I will stop, and I will ask a question like that because obviously something has resonated, and I want to understand the emotional drivers and what's going on for them so I have a better opportunity to connect well with them and to build more trust so that I do have more influence. So the EQ competencies at work here are empathy and social skills. The practice taps into empathy, which is understanding what others are feeling, and social skills, which is accurately reading the emotional landscape. Many buyers don't express their true objections or concerns directly, especially in a conversation. Their feelings come through indirectly. A pause, a shift in voice tone, a vague answer, or even a change in posture. Empathetic salespeople learn to listen with more than just their ears. They listen for the emotional message behind the words. When you pause to dig deeper with a non-threatening, open-ended question, like the one that we talked about, you communicate care, attentiveness, and respect. Why is this important? It reduces emotional resistance by making the buyer feel safe and feel heard. It uncovers real concerns early so they can be addressed meaningfully. It builds a relational bridge instead of a transactional wall. How does this move the sale forward? When buyers feel seen and understood, they're more likely to trust and to engage. They share real information, which leads to more tailored solutions and fewer surprises later on in the process. Emotional transparency becomes mutual, and that's a major accelerant for decision-making. Okay, here's the third practice. Match emotion, not just logic. Instead of overwhelming your buyer with facts, respond to their emotional tone. What's the practice here? It sounds like this has been really frustrating for you. Now that validates the emotion and opens a pathway for trust building. What's the EQ competencies at work? Empathy, self-regulation, relationship management. This powerful move blends three emotional intelligence skills together. Empathy allows you to accurately identify the buyer's emotional state. Self-regulation helps you stay centered and resist the urge to react or fix something too quickly. And relationship management enables you to respond in a way that de-escalates tension and strengthens rapport. So rather than jumping to logic, data, timeline, solutions, you first name the emotion. This is called emotional labeling, and it has been proven in neuroscience research to reduce amygdala activation and lower emotional resistance. You can see a lot more of that in my book. I go through that in much more depth and detail. Why is this important? Most sellers rush to solve something, and honestly, it's because they're more focused on their own agenda than they are the prospective buyer. Great sellers or salespeople seek to connect first. When you name the emotion, you help your buyer feel understood, not managed. That's really important because that's the difference between who's the most important person in the room. Is it the buyer or is it you, the salesperson? Emotional validation builds a bridge of trust that logic alone cannot cross. So how does this move the sale forward? Buyers who feel emotionally aligned are far more likely to make decisions. Instead of becoming defensive, they lean in. They engage. They see you not just as a vendor, but as a guide, maybe even a trusted advisor, which is something I talk about in the book. This speeds up trust. It shortens the sales cycle. It improves the quality of the customer relationship. It leads to better long-term outcomes. So let's tie this all together. EQ in action, or emotional intelligence in action, drives sales momentum. One thing I've learned about sales, if you try to slow down or stop the momentum, you're probably going to have to start all over again. And all the work you've done to that point will not be worth much. So we want to keep that momentum going. Each of the practices that I've talked about, pause before the pitch, listen beneath the words, and match emotion, not just logic, those activate different emotional intelligence muscles that help you become more responsive, more attuned, and more trustworthy. The emotionally intelligent seller isn't focused on control. They're focused on connection. By tuning into the emotional current that's beneath the surface, you elevate every interaction. It just becomes richer, higher quality. And that's what the buyer will see. And that's what you want them to see. Their perceived value of you and whatever you're selling goes way up when that happens. You gain insight, you build trust faster, you increase the likelihood of a successful, values-aligned close. So here's some reflection questions to ask yourself. What emotions do I bring into sales conversations when I'm under pressure? How do I typically respond when a buyer is skeptical or disengaged? Where might I be missing emotional cues in my sales process? What does it look like to lead with empathy and with confidence? Emotional intelligence is no longer optional. Buyers have changed. The marketplace has changed. Your sales strategy needs to evolve, as your sales skills do. Emotional intelligence skills are 2 to 4 times more predictive of success than IQ is. Emotional intelligence is not just a buzzword. It's a critical skill set. It's the secret to connecting authentically, selling effectively, and building long-term success in the trust economy. And that's where we are today. It's all about connecting and building trust. The best salespeople don't just know their product, they know themselves and they know their buyer. I hope you've been able to pull something out of this today that will be helpful to you. No matter what role you are in life, we are all salespeople at times when we are trying to influence people to do something we want them to do. It's important, though, that we understand that at the other side of the table is another human being. And that is where my decades of work has focused. How can we create a process and an approach that truly engages people in the human dynamic? I hope you'll check out my new book, Unlocking Sales Success with EQ, The Science and Practice of Emotionally Intelligent Selling. It's on Amazon. Thank you for joining us for this episode. If you have any questions about this week's episode, or maybe a suggestion for future episodes you'd like us to explore, please contact us through our website at eqfit.org. For more information and inspiration, connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube at eqfit.